Alleluia, Christ is risen. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, we hear the good news of Easter. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." The two Marys were at the tomb first. They saw the angel and heard his words, but the other disciples didn't. We make a big deal out of differences and turn it into division, don't we? In fact, our whole world is full of division, political parties, religious beliefs, and even personal preferences that have become battle flags to rally around. What our race really needs is some unity. Well, we do have unity in one key area. We all share the curse of sin and death. Psalm 14 says, "The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There's none who does good." I don't think we need any more of that. On Good Friday and in the resurrection of Jesus on Easter, God inaugurated a new unity. Nailed to the cross, Jesus hung there in sinful humanity's place. The just judgment for the world's evil was poured out on Jesus. No one is excluded from his sacrifice. He suffered and died for your sins too. On that first Easter, Jesus rose as the once-for-all victor over sin and the grave. He is the only Savior that humanity needs, one Jesus for all people. This Savior also brought unity between God and the human race. While we were united with each other in evil, we had lost God. Now his gospel calls every person back to unity with God in the forgiveness of our sins. Alleluia, Christ is risen indeed. Amen.